We are holding Daf Tzadik Ches Amud Aleph on top. That the Gemara said Loish Nohochi, Loish Nohochi. That doesn't make enough kamina. Rashi says it means on the Kenisa the Kronos, on the top of the Kerem, when it went in, where there was an Amma of 5 Tzvachim or 6 Tzvachim, that does not make enough kamina. The gift to the last Teretz we had was that the Pshat Sinis Potsik of the Chek Amma, that we count the Yisoid, was the height of the Yisoid Taka, that one Amma was the Bas Chomish, was 5 Tzvachim. For that when the Amma Reichiv, means when it comes in the Kenisa, was an Amma of 6 Tzvachim. So after the Gemara says like this, if so, Mizbeach Kamehevi, how tall was the Mizbeach? We're going now that the Amas of the Mizbeach was 6 Tvachim. Just the bottom Amma of the Yisoid, the height of the Yisoid was 5 Tvachim, and then the height of the Keren was also 5 Tvachim. So it comes out, Kamehevi, what was the height of the Mizbeach? Chamishim Vetimna, it was 58 Tvachim. In other words, most of them had 6, just 2 Amas had 5. So comes out, it was 58 together, like 60 minus 2. And so, Palgid Mizbeach, where's the Chut HaSikra, where's the hip line of the Mizbeach? Come heaven, Esrim Petisha, 29 Tvachim, that's the middle point of the Mizbeach. Now, Mikronos V'yat Saiviv, how far down was it from the top, the Kronos, until the Saiviv? Mikronos V'yat Saiviv, come heaven, Esrim Atlosa, it was 23 Tvachim down. If so, Kame Botzel Apagad Mizbech, how far off is this from the Chut HaSikra? Shisha, it was 6 Tvachim below. In other words, the Seidev really was 6 Tvachim above the Chut HaSikra. So comes out very good then. Utnan we learned. Im also Lamata Miraglov, when the Kohen was standing on the Seidev with the Eilas Oif, that's supposed to be on the top of the Chut HaSikra. Even if he makes the Mitzvah Adam underneath his feet, even though he comes down one Amma, 6 Tvachim, still it's Kshera, so it comes out very good, because the Chut HaSikra was 6 Tvachim below the Seidev. And they can only have a proof of this also. The Siddur Pasuk says, Cheko Amma, V'yama Reichev, Shma Mina. So Rashi says that they can only the proof is, because once it says Cheik Ham, it says the word Amma after the Cheik, and when it says the Amma Rechev, the Amma before the Saivev, Shashma Mina, that the two different Shirim. So Chami, one Taka, the Saivev, the Yisoid, was 5 Tvachim tall, but by the Saivev, that Taka was 6 Tvachim. So that's how we come out with the Cheshbon, everything comes out very good. Now the Gemara says, the Kama Amma Beninis, how tall, what was an Amma, middle-sized Amma? On Rabbi Yochanan, Shisha Tvachim, 6 Tvachim, that was called the middle. A small one would be 5, and Mashma, there was even bigger than 6, so the middle one is called 6 Tvachim. On Rabbi Yosef Bar Avin, Afana Namet Nina, we also learn like this, that it says, Rabbi Meir says, HaShulchan was Orkoi Shnei Mosa, it was long 12 Tvachim, Baruch was Shisha, and it was wide 6. Rashi says, and Shaminul Rabbi Meir the Yom Liel Kol Amos Hoyve Beninis, that all the Yamas of the Mishkan was Beninis, Ama Beninis Hainu Bashesh, because the Shulchan was an Amma wide and 2 Amas long. So you see clearly that it was 6 Tvachim. Now the Gemara says Mechlau Dehevi Amma De Nofesh Minei, if 6 Tvachim is called an Amma Beninis, Mashma, there were Amas that are even bigger, longer than 6. The Rashi says, like, but to me, where do we find longer than 6? Samura says, yes, I'll tell you, in, yes, we find that. For your Tanan, a proof of this, like this, we learned, a Mishnah in Kalayim, that says like this, that Shtei Amos Hoyi B'Shushan Abira. There were 2 Amos in the Shushan Abira. Rashi says, Makolos Hoyi Shom. They were like staffs, that they used to use them to measure off the Amos. And Shushan Abira, Rashi says, that was a Cheder Echad, one room, that was built there on the Shar of the Mizrach, on the east gate of the Azara, and they used to have pictures there of Shushan Abira. We'll soon see why. Now, these two sticks, there's 2 makolas there, Achas Al-Ker Mizrach Tzvonis, one was on the corner there of the east, north, the Achas Al-Ker Mizrach Tzvonis, one was on the east, south. Now, Shalkerim is Rochus Tzvonis, one on the east, north, Yisrael, Shemoshe Chatzietzpa. Moshe's Amo was six Tvochim. This was six Tvochim plus a Chatzietzpa. So you see, there's a little bit bigger than six Tvochim. Now, Shalkerim is Rochus Roimis, the stick, the staff that was on the corner of the Mizrachus Roimis, the east, south, side, Hoys Yisraelah was even bigger than the first one, another Chatzi Etzba. So Nimtzev, it comes out that this one was Yisrael Shal Moshe. This Amma was longer than Moshe's Amma, which was only six Tvachim. This was an Etzba. This was six Tvachim plus an Etzba. So we find a bigger Amma than just six Tvachim. Therefore, six Tvachim is called a Benini. Now, why was it said, Achas Gedol v'Achas Ketana? Why taka these two staffs, these two measuring sticks? Why was one a little bit longer than the other one? Kedei sheheya umnim, that the work is there, noitla biktana, that they have to take something out of the Beis Hamikdash, they should measure it in the smaller stick. Umazirin b'gdela, and when they have to return it, they should return it with the bigger stick, with the bigger measuring. And other, kedei shelo yavoylo de mila, they should not come to have any hanor at all from Hegdish. And Tony speaks out that Mila really is Lavdavka. It just means to say they didn't want to have any enjoyment at all from Hegdish. And now the Gemara asks for Tarti Lomali. How come they have two measuring sticks? Like, first we say, true, you had the measurement of Moshe. That was a regular arm of six Tvachim. And then you had these two sticks bigger. One was a Chatzi Etzba bigger, one was a complete Etzba bigger. So we have a bigger measuring in order to return it more than we took. But still, what do we have to have two bigger ones for than Moshe? It would have been enough to have just one bigger. For Tarti Lamali, Sumer says, yes, Chodah L'Kaspa D'Hava. One was when we're measuring off gold or silver. For Chodah L'Binyona. And one when we're measuring off, stand for the binyan for building things, the building material, not the gold and silver. So there, in this one, it was bigger, complete etzba. Sumer says, Tanan Hosom, what the Mishnah in Midois, that Shar HaMizroch on the east gate of the Beis HaMikdash, all of Shushan HaBira Tzura, there were like pictures of the Shushan HaBira. My time, what's the reason? How come they have to have pictures of Shushan HaBira? So it's Machlokes Rav Chisda Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi. Chadama 1 says, Kedei Sheyedu Meichin Bo, that they should be reminded, from where did they come? As they came from Pras, and they should always go and give Haidor, give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he saved us from Shushan HaBira. So that's why I was there, to remember to praise Hashem like. That's what one man Yom says. The Chadam one says, Kadesh Shetei Amos, Malchus Aleim, that no, even now, they should always have fear of the Malchus. They should be, have the fear of the Malchus of Pras right now. Omer Rabbi Yanai, Rabbi Yanni also says like this, that the Olam Te'emas Malchus Alecha, should always have the fear of the power of the king over them. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says in Shemois, Vayerdu Kol Avodecha Elo Elai Vishtachavu Li Leimor. That Moshe Rabbeinu told Moshe, told Paro, it's going to come that all your Avodim, all your people are going to come to bow down to me. But V'ilu L'didei Lo Kamalei. But Moshe did not say to Paro himself that you yourself would also come bow down to me. Even though that's what happened at the end, the Paro came running for Moshe. But still, as Kovod HaMalchus, he didn't want to say it. Another proof is, Rabbi Yechonon Amar Meyachov, in this pasuk, Shenemar says, V'yad Hashem hoyseh l'Eliyo, the hand of Hashem was by Eliyo, V'yishon ha-mostom by girding himself, V'yoros l'fnei Yachov, and Eliyo, the Novi, went to run by the front of the king, Ad Baruch Yisraelo. Mashmi had covered Malchus, he went to run by the side of the king. Now another pasuk in Yecheskel says, V'yolei l'trufa, that the leaves will heal you. And this talking about, Rashi says, Losad Lova, by Yemoshe Mashiach. So what does the pasuk mean to say? So Rav Chizda, Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, Machlokes, Chadama 1 says, Lahata Pe Shalomalo. If anybody couldn't speak, his mouth was closed, Yemoshe Mashiach, these trees will heal you. You'll be able to talk. V'chadama 1 says it means lahato peshalamato, meaning if Anisha was an akoro, she couldn't have children, then she'll be able to have children. Itmi we learned chiski yom alahata peilmim, that it means that the Ola Trufa, that eventually all the Ilmam, all the dumb people will be able to talk. It means to say, no, an Isha that couldn't have children eventually should be able to have children. Tana Rabbanan, Ilu Nemach, the Pesach would have said in Vayikra, take this amount of flour and bake for the lechem upon him, bake 12 chalas out of it. Visamto isom, and make from it shtei marochas, two piles. The Pesach would have just said that, make 12 and make two piles. For lo neman, the Pesach would have not said sheish, like on each pile there should be 6 and 6. And the question is, what does the Pesach have to say it for? Pshita. No, if the Pesach wouldn't have said it, maybe would have said achas shelarba v'yachas shel shemayna, that you'd be able to make these two piles, one of 4 chalas and one of 8 chalas. L'kach nema, therefore the Pesach has to say clearly sheish, no, each pile has to be 6 chalas. Now write again, v'ilu nema shtaye marochas, the Pesach would have just said make 2 piles sheish hamarochas, and you have to have 6 on each pile. For lo neman, the Pesach wouldn't have said altogether it's day mesra, it's 12. And look, what do you have to say 12 for? Pshit, if it says 2 and 6 each one, I know it's 12. Maybe no, the Gemara says. Hayisiyem, I would have said to say, maybe shalosh, shel sheshesh, maybe you have to make 6 rows of 6 apiece. So maybe altogether there are 18 chalas. The kachnema, therefore, shtei mesra, the Pesach has to say, no, there are only 12 chalas. Now again, vilu nemar, the Pesach would have just said, vilu nemar, shtei mesra chalas. You have to have 12 chalas. Umarochois, and you have to have piles. V'loinemashtayim, and it wouldn't have said 2 of sheish, 2 piles of 6 apiece. Ha'yisayim, I would have said like this. Shloisha shel arba'ava. The Pesach just would have said you have to have 12 chalas and piles. Maybe you have to make 3 piles, 4 and 4 and 4. V'kachnem, or therefore the Pesach has to say clearly no. Shtayim, you have to have 2 piles v'sheish. And each one has to have 6 and 6. So therefore, the maskoner is ho'ach lo yermo gimel mikoros halolu. If we would not have these 3 psukim teaching us exactly that you have to have 12 and 2 piles and 6 and 6, lo madnu, I would not know exactly how it's supposed to be. Now the Gemara explains what Kate said. How was it done? That noisen shtayim marochas used to make 2 piles shel sheish sheish. That's the way it's supposed to be. And therefore, v'yimnosan achas shel arba v'yachas shel shemayna liyotze, chlam, you're not yotze the mitzvah. That's dafka be 6 and 6 and not 4 and 8. What's going to be shtayim shel sheva sheva? Let's say they make 2 piles of 7 7. They do more than they're supposed to. So what's the locha? So it's a machloikis. Rabbi Yomer Rabbi says, royenes el yoyna kiluena. Well, look as if the top chal on each row, as if it's not there, and still will be kosher. For the more why? We need to al. You have to put on top of the lechem the bezichim. So it has to be on top of the top chala, not on top of the seventh one. It's like a chatitza. Or Malay Rav Chizda, the Rav Hamnunis. Rav Chizda is back to Rav Hamnunis. No. For Yarmulo, and some say Rav Hamnunis said to Rav Chizda that Rebbe the time Rebbe goes according to his own time. The Yama that Rebbe holds al b'samach, when it says put the bezichim al lechem, it does not mean on top of the lechem, that's on top of the sixth one, but al means b'samach, next to it, on the side of it, on the shulchan itself. So even though you have 7 chalis, it could be the bezichim is no chatzitza, because it was on the side of them. Tetani, we learned, Rebbe Yem Rebbe says, when the Pesach says, when the sat al hamarocho, al marechas levoino, zakom, al means b'samach, not that it has to be on top of the lechem, but on the side of the lechem. Samur says, "Ah, Toimi, you tell me, al means besamach next to it. Oyena, maybe not that way. Al mamish, maybe al means mamish on top of it. Kishuim, when the pasuk says, v'sakoyse al oron es haproiches, that you should cover up the oron with the proiches. So have yom of this we see, even though the pasuk says al does not mean on top. The proiches was not on top of the oron, but rather besamach is on the side next to the oron." So the lashon of al also means next to, on the side of it. Yeah, now it says in the Mishnah, kol ha-kelum shebe-migdosh, all the kelum in the migdosh, orkon was according to the orich of the bayis. The length of the keli was according to the length of the beis ha-migdosh. Tanur Rabban wrote like this, kol ha-kelum shebe-migdosh, all the kelum in the beis ha-migdosh, orkon, the length of them, was li-orkel shebayis, It was between Mizrach and Maariv, the length of the Mizbeach, of the Beis Hamikdash. Now, Chutz excluding Me'orin from the Yoron HaKodesh, She'orkoi, the length of the Yoron was L'rochpoi Shel Shabayis, was according to the width of the Bayis. And the Kach HaYemunov, this is the way it was put down. The Kach HaYubadov Munochim, that's the way also the Badim was Munach. The staves, like the sticks that you hold up the Yoron with, they're also Munach that way. Samur says, my common, what does the Bryce mean to say? Hochi common, this is what it means to say. Kach HaYemunach, what is the way the Yoron was, that the length of the Yoron was according to the width of the bias. Why? Mi debadav kachoyim menachiv. That since the badim was that way, that's the proof how the Yoron was. Now, ubadav minolan, how do we know to say the badim, the staffs, taka, they went according to the length of the bias? Titani, we learn like this. The Pasuk says, Vayarichu habadim, that the badim, the staffs, the poles that held up the Yoron, that was like long. Now, Yochel, I would have thought to say, Loihoyu noigim apreiches, maybe even though they were long, they did not reach the preiches that was mabdu between the Kodesh and the Kodesh Kodoshim. Talmudim, the Pasuk says, Vayiru, no, they could see it. Eve, Vayiru, if you tell me you could see the staffs, the poles, Yochel, maybe a mekoroyim apreiches, maybe like the staves, like cut through the pareches, like a hole there. The yoitzim and the staves, when it came through, Talmud Lema, the Pasuk says and teaches us, Talmud Lema, lo yiro hachutza, you cannot see the badim outside the pareches. If so, how does it come out? How was the badim? The badim was,